Hello, you goobers. This is the Goobs Podcast, a podcast where we talk just to talk. And right now I'm in Orlando. I got some special guests. You guys want to go ahead and introduce yourself? We'll start with you, Malik.
How's it going? I'm Malik Baird. I'm 20 years old and I live in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, and you're also a model. You're signed to Modern Muse. I mean, we'll get into that.
Yeah.
But we recently met through Create. I mean, I don't really know. We hit each other up on Instagram. And we just decided to network. And you?
Hello, I'm Caitlin. I am 19. I go to UCF, and I do digital investing and network marketing.
How is that, by the way? I started noticing your social media, and I can't look at it long enough to really understand what the hell I'm looking at.
It's definitely something that needs to be shared at all cost. It's what I do is I trade currencies on the foreign exchange market. So basically you're predicting which way the market's gonna go. The way that I trade is binary options, meaning it's based off time and not based off how much the market goes up or down. I'm just predicting if it goes up or down in a certain amount of time.
Sheesh. sounds like you know your shit.
Yeah.
And you like doing it.
Yeah, and I love helping educate other people on how to do it because it's truly changing people's lives.
Interesting. And you mean financially?
Financially, and also I collaborated with a group of entrepreneurs who are basically going around and sharing this, and we all have our own passions, and just doing it with other people. Not only are they building their bank accounts, but also building themselves. We help build people and how to believe in themselves and how to become entrepreneurs.
It sounds like a really cool community.
Mm-hmm, it definitely is.
And that's what I like about this area, because when we decided to meet up, you and me, this is my first time in this part of Orlando. And when we got to Create, how would you explain Create? It's kind of like a studio coffee shop. You can shoot
exactly
there.
Is, yeah.
And you and me, we were there, we met, and you were everybody that comes in here is either a photographer, a cinematographer. And I was I guess that would make sense.
And occasionally models will come in.
Yeah. And you literally turned around and to this girl who was sitting by herself with her headphones in. You're like, hey, are you a photographer? And she was like, yeah, I am.
exactly,
it's just it's the kind of community right now, whether it's what you're doing with, trading or whatever, or just wanting to better yourself financially, spiritually, your passions, the things that you love. But with that being said, I know you're signed to Modern Muse. What made you want to get into modeling? Was it just based off of the people around you that said, hey, man, you're a good looking dude, you should get into modeling? Or was it this is what I definitely want to do?
It was the first option. It was a very weird at the very beginning, because when I was a kid, I was very interested in the actors I would see on TV. And a few days ago, I remembered that I had actually wanted to be in a Disney show or something like that. And I completely forgot until recently. I think I had some weird dream and came back. I know. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Sean just did my name is Sean. Welcome to Disney Channel with his hand. So.
I low-key want to do that one day.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Just
and
to
I
be like,
yeah,
I did.
Yeah, but growing up, I just completely forgot about it. I got into sports, and I mean, I've always been athletic, and I played soccer and basketball pretty much my whole life, and then
just became a lifestyle. Because
exactly.
Whether we like it or not, the modeling industry, it's kind of judgmental to a certain degree.
Yeah.
I know things are changing when it comes to body image.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that it changes for the better good, but there is also an aesthetic that a lot of companies
prefer.
And like you said, now that we're signed to a mother agency, the bigger agencies, they don't sign you if you don't have perfect skin.
Pretty much.
And that shit is not easy. And when I see someone with perfect skin, it's good for you, you know? Because that's an achievement, whether it's jeans or whatever, you know?
Yeah, or you. Or
yeah.
Yeah.
But you, Caitlin, you've been wanting to, you've been doing some modeling for some time.
Actually, not really. So I like taking pictures with my friends since I was teenager or whatever. But then when I moved to college here in Orlando, I started meeting new people who a couple of my friends were actually more enthusiastic about yes, let's go take pictures, let's create an aesthetic. And it's always something I really like Alexa Demi. I love her aesthetic, and I've always kind of been inspired.
Who is Alexa Demi?
She's Maddie Perez on Euphoria.
Euphoria. Damn, have you seen that show?
I haven't seen it yet. But
look it up illegally online.
She's really tan, right?
Yeah.
What's her name again?
Alexa Demi.
It has Zendaya, a few upcoming actors. I've seen the first season, and you can look it up. Just look up Euphoria, for free or something. You can find it legally. Not trying to tell you guys out there to do illegal things, but you know, not everybody has HBO. Oh, so
did you show her? Did you show us this girl to Cody and I last time? Okay, yeah. And this, Caitlin looks just like her. She looks exactly like her.
Damn, doppelganger, bro.
Yeah, doppelganger. That's it.
Wow.
And then we tell her all the time. I remember when me, Cody, and Caitlin met up at Create. She seemed to be in the spot where she's a little bit down, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But no.
What do you mean down?
Down as in like, not necessarily knowing if she could make money off of it, right?
It's because I've never expected to. So yeah. I didn't go in this with the intention of I'm gonna be a model. This is what I want to do. It more of I just like doing it, and then I would follow like the photography community on Orlando. And photographers kind of just hit me up assuming that I had modeled, and I knew I liked to do photo shoots, so I was like, why not do this for fun? We can do a collab. And then Malik hit me up and mm-hmm. basically told me like I could go somewhere with this. Wow. And it's been something I've been considering since.
Yeah. And that's why they say like the phrase, I actually don't like the phrase, but it's fake it till you make it.
Mm-hmm. Fake it till you make it. What exactly does it mean? Because I've heard it before.
Yeah.
But I need to hear it. I need like layman's terms.
I think necessarily they don't mean fake it. I think they mean more do it until you actually are it. You know what I mean? Because if you do it, you will slowly become it. Right. So whatever you want to do, just do it and you will become it. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You basically act and believe and live as if you already have something that you want. That way you're already in alignment with it. Mm-hmm. So the same energy that you're producing, it's going to find you now.
Interesting. Perfectly put. Man, you guys are awake. You guys are awake. If you guys are listening out there, you know, welcome to the Goobs podcast. You can follow me on Instagram at Sean Evans Official. Malik, you want to go ahead and plug real quick?
They'll find me. It's fine.
Yeah, you'll find all these guys. But anyway, we've been talking about doing this podcast for a little bit, and it's probably been about a month since I've seen you guys.
Yeah,
we've stayed in contact off and on, and Cody was going to be here. Shout out to Cody if you're listening to it. I don't think you listen to the podcast, but that's all right, man. If you listen to it in 2 years from now, that's great. And shout out to Garrett, who's also not here.
Yep.
But that's okay. We're the dream team right now. We're the Three Musketeers.
Yep.
And I didn't even think that you would be listening to my podcast. It's like people like you have been coming to me and saying, like, I listen to your podcast. I'm like, really?
Dude, it's good.
I mean, I see the analytics of people, you know, like watching it from start to finish, and that's nice. But you don't see who watches it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it means a lot to me because, like I say, you know, this is my journal. I like to talk to people. It's kind of like the journalist inside me because, you know, at first when I went to school, I was going to major in journalism before I dropped out. But I like talking to people and I like, you know, getting inside people's heads in a sense, in a good way, obviously.
Yeah. Should we start talking about like the beginning?
Yeah.
All right. So then let's.
Yeah. Malik has some side notes. This is crazy. You got like a whole, three paragraphs of just things that we can talk about. This is awesome.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, they're based off of your episodes from the beginning and things I found interesting that I kind of wanted to touch on too.
All right. Hit me.
So, okay. Let me finish up what I was saying at first with how I kind of got started into it. In high school, I was just playing sports, never really had any like attraction to modeling. And then my mom was actually a Brazilian model. She's Brazilian and she got signed to an agency over there. And then they ended up moving over here. They're taking some models with them to either Italy or Orlando, Florida, because those markets were starting to grow for like the industry because of Disney. They were doing Disney parades, Universal, back then in the early 1900s or early 2000s. So then she came over here. She chose to come to Orlando instead of Italy. And then she met my dad, who is he was a basketball player for Georgia Tech. And then they had me, went about life and people around. I started to notice I've always had growth spurts. I was tall. I played basketball. And
same.
I started people started telling me that I should start going to either acting or modeling because I was like, I was out there. I was an out there kid. I wasn't afraid to talk in front of people. And then I never really took it seriously. I'm like, oh no, modeling, like, that's for gay guys. Like,
it's a stereotype for sure.
It's a stereotype for sure. And, that was just a mind of a high schooler. Like obviously it's way deeper than that. It's bigger and also the same way. It's not that serious. So then I did a play in my high school my senior year. So I was that kid in senior year when I was doing like three different things. I was on the weightlifting team, I was on the volleyball team. I was in the school play. So then like my face was kind of like everywhere, and my headshot turned out to be really good. And as soon as we got the headshots back, everyone was like, dude, what the heck? And it's like my face just looks super symmetrical. I guess I photographed well. And then my teacher, my theater teacher, said I should definitely like consider modeling. I still didn't take it seriously. I'm like, yeah. I just did this for fun. Like,
it's
I
hard to.
It is hard to, especially like a small kid. I went to a private school, and I was like one of the few, like one of, at, well, in my senior year, I was like one of like 20 black kids. So then,
Jesus.
Yeah, there's like no one like who necessarily like really looked like me and stuff like that. So it was, right?
It was like 98% all white kids.
Yeah, it's very common in Florida. That's very common in Florida and schools in Florida that are like that. Unless if they're in certain areas, then it's predominantly black. But if you live in like kind of like a suburb, then you're most likely to go to a predominantly white school. But the fact that people at school were telling me that my headshot was really good and that I should consider it. And then I'm like, all right. And as soon as I graduated, I actually took some photos with my friend, one of my model friends, Garrett, and he has sent his photos into his agent at the time, who still is Victoria. And you know, you've met Victoria Sean. Alexis, yeah, exactly. So then they immediately sent an email back to him and said, who's the kid with you? Like, what's his email? And then Garrett was like, yo, like they want your email. Like, what is it? And I'm like, no way. I was like, yeah, like I'm pretty sure they want to sign you or something like that. Or they probably want to get you like, get a meeting, a model meeting. And then I'm like, all right, send in my email. And kind of the rest is history. Garrett sent my email to them. I got an email back talking about they had like this job about for crew hair products.
Sheesh. I see you doing crew for sure.
And then they're planning on going to California, New York, Pennsylvania, I think. They're gonna travel the US just doing runways for crew, for American crew. And then they're gonna get paid like a decent amount of money. I can't disclose the amount of money, even though I would really like to, just so that people know how much models get paid to do like kind of the bare minimum, but it's a very specific look. And there's a difference between having a look and having talent, because having talent, you have to be able to know like your body very well and photograph really well. But we can talk about that a little bit later. I'm rambling. Let me just finish this off.
No, it's good. It's good.
Come yeah. On. So then I responded back that I was interested, and then I ended up not booking American Crew, but they still wanted me to come in for a model meeting. And this agency specifically, I actually know three people. Shout out Gabby, shout out Garrett, and Aiden. So all three of them already knew. I told them that I knew them. So then they're like, okay, like he's friends with all pretty much like a good amount of our models. And then I went in, actually walked in with Gabby, because Gabby had to pick up her check for a job that she had just done. So it was perfect timing. We both sat in their office, and just like I heard you talking about Alexis in her office, and how it was weird because I did not have that interaction with her at all.
Really?
For you, she was kind of like stuck up and like she didn't want to shake your hand. For me, it was the complete opposite. I walked in, maybe it's because I was with Gabby, one of her like they love Gabby, but I walked in.
Probably
I shook
so,
her
yeah.
Hand. Yeah, I walked in, I shook her hand, we sat down, we talked. She just asked me the basic questions like, how tall are you? How old are you? What do you like to do? And stuff like that. And then I made sure to like constantly smile and like trying to as much of my personality as possible. So then it's like, all right. And then like she was listening to me, but she was looking at her computer. Like she was typing.
Literally same. Yeah. Literally.
So it was like, Victoria was mainly looking at me. Victoria was very much looking at me. Alexis was just kind of like on her computer. She had like a jewel charging, and she like hit it sometimes. It was, yeah, they're cool people, but it's pretty much how it is in the movies. Like it's exactly like it. You go into a building, and they have like glass, like
the 14th floor.
On the 14th floor, you get to see the entire view of Orlando from their office. Behind you, they have like pretty much their favorite models, like digitals on the wall, and it's very like minimal office and like. It's very clean, like it's cool. And then she pretty much said, all right, so how are we looking? Like she just kind of cut me off. She said, all right, how are we looking under the shirt? Do you work out? And I'm like, yeah, I work out. And then she was like, all right. So then I took off my shirt and she measured my chest, my bust, and then my waist. She asked what I normally wear. I said, I normally wear large. She says, you need to start wearing medium. I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, you're definitely a medium. You need to start wearing medium. Don't wear large. And I'm like, okay. So
Tighter,
pretty much. Yeah, just more form-fitting clothes. Right now, like, as I say this, I'm wearing, like, an oversized floral shirt.
I mean, it's a vibe.
It's a vibe. Yeah, I mean, it's Florida. It's hot. Yeah, like, this is mainly my vibe. Yeah, this is mainly my vibe, like, 100% of the time. But, well, 95% of the time. The other 5% is, like, I'm working. I'm wearing, like, the tightest clothes possible, trying to show as much as my body. But, and after that, I remember her asking, like, a couple questions. Victoria specifically asked, are you okay doing commercial? Even though, like I said, I was really interested in fashion and runway. And I know that I have the height and like the lankiness for runway, even though like I have like a little bit more body. I know I have like thicker thighs, whatever, but I've seen a bunch of like runway models have like, who are huge.
That's the thing. I feel like the game is changing because you see a lot of different models, different body.
Yeah, exactly.
So body types.
It's kind of starting to boil down to like, are you good to work with and your personality? And by personality, they don't really mean like, if you're likable, yes, that's important. They mean, are you able to like hold a room? They want like a look is more like, yes, your physical and how you talk to people, how you present yourself, like you're kind of like your swagger, pretty much. Mm-hmm. How like you walk, that really goes into it. So then she asked me if I was okay doing commercial, and then me being me, I'm like, of course I'm okay with doing commercial. Like as long as I'm getting paid for it, that's like a dream, right? So then they hand me the paper. And she's like, all right, this is a non-exclusive. You can't work with anyone in Orlando, but you can go to like Jacksonville. You can go to Atlanta. You can go to Miami. You can go to other places. Just don't get signed anywhere else in Orlando. And then later,
what were your thoughts on that? Because you're kind of signing, you know, your life away in a sense.
To a specific area. You're signing your life away in a specific area, like a specific demographic. Yeah. So then Central Florida area, pretty much off limits. You can't get signed anywhere else there. You'll be voiding your contract. But that's exclusive contract. I signed a non-exclusive contract, but she had told me the requirements for an exclusive contract. So she kind of like played me. She actually finessed me. So non-exclusive, you can sign with other agencies in the Orlando area, but she had told me the requirements for an exclusive contract, which means that you're only exclusive to that agency. So just to name a couple agencies in the Orlando area, there's New Version, there's Model Scout, there's Modern Muse, there's Professionally Pretty.
There's BMG.
BMG, yeah, exactly. So that's just five right off the top. And those are just in the Orlando area. And not all of them are as high fashion as Modern Muse. Modern Muse is, like you actually mentioned that they're like D2 pretty much. That's basically it.
Yeah, like D2, like Division maybe, 2 and like...
Yeah, maybe I want to give them more credit and say D2, but I think they're D3, but they probably are D2 because...
Well, you know, we spoke about this because you notice like there are a lot of agencies in Orlando, and whether you're looking at their website, their Instagram account, Modern Muse, and I must say, you know, BMG, not so much modeling scouts, but BMG and Modern Muse, they have an aesthetic.
They do.
And it's the aesthetic that kind of looks like Wilhelmina.
Exactly.
IMG, you know, Elite, you know, it's, and yeah. Exactly. I mean, so, so we're a part of another agency and the goal is to what?
Work.
Work.
That's it. Work your ass off. Get them paid. Like, but that's the thing with agents. You really want to be on their good side as much as possible because they're the ones who are booking your jobs. And then with the contract, they give you a contract and a sheet of paper with a bunch of photographers. And Alexis has specifically signed photographers that shoot. Did she do the same thing for you?
Yeah, she did the same thing.
Yeah, who shoot male models.
Right here, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Yeah. Who shoot male models. And then you just pretty much go on their Instagram, go on their website, see if you would like the type of style. Because there are different styles in Orlando. There are the guys who do like kind of like the photographers who do like kind of like beachy stuff, like bikini and like swimwear. Then there's like studio guys who do like high fashion, commercial, and then you've got like guys who only do editorial, like outside stuff, and sometimes studio. So there's a variety of photographers, and I just went down the list of all the ones I went on the website and Instagrams of different guys and photographers, and I ended up choosing Asan Zarin, and he was actually one of the quickest ones to respond. And he was great. And after those photos, they took the photos. I went to the studio. I prepped for it. We can talk about that after.
Yeah, prepping is...
Prepping, that's a... That's that's the majority of a model's life.
Truly. But it becomes more of a lifestyle because, I mean, you stop thinking about it because you're doing it every single day.
Every single day, yeah.
And whether you're fasting, I don't know if you fast. Yeah, I mean, you said that you do fast.
Before I used to fast once a week just to kind of like restart like my body. And I felt like it always felt good, like starting like I would do it on Sunday to Monday, and I always start like a Monday with like empty stomach, and then I'd eat on the Monday. But now I'm starting to do intermittent fasting.
Same.
And that's like perfect. We're pretty much you do every day. I stop eating like I want to stop eating at 8. I pretty much stop eating at 9, and then I don't eat again until like 3 o'clock.
In the afternoon. What I've been doing is I've been eating from 12, usually about 12 to about 8. 8:30, 9 at the latest. Mm-hmm. I'll go to sleep. I've been going to sleep at like 10.
Yeah.
I go to sleep. I'll wake up. And they say intermittent fasting, it's good for your mind, your digestive system, yeah, even your skin. And I've been testing out for, I want to say at least a year. And it's helped. Yeah, I mean, coffee is good if it doesn't have any cream or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think sparkling water is great for like curbing the appetite. So you get used to it, you know, stuff like that. But it's really, really good. And the prep, there was like this commercial, and the commercial was, I think it was LeBron James. And I don't know if it was a Mountain Dew commercial a few years ago, but it was like, he was working out and he was saying, you know, it matters. The hard work matters when nobody else is looking.
Exactly.
And the stereotypes that surround models and actors and people who are trying to get into the entertainment industry, it seems like the stereotype that I've noticed is like, look at me, rather than it's art. It's very, very deep, and it takes a shit ton of work.
Yeah, it does.
And I mean, especially if you take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're, I mean, it's not like you and me were going about it for money, or even you. Like you said, it's not like we're going about it for money. It's like a side hustle. If it works, it works.
If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm still in school. I'm still like, I pretty much want to be, one of the goals of mine is become like a marketer, a full-time marketer.
Yeah, you're going to school for marketing,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I changed my major to marketing.
What?
I just changed my major to marketing.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how do you like it so far?
I haven't started.
You haven't started? I think I'm 75% done with it. I'm going to my junior year. I'm about to be ahead this summer because I'm taking summer classes, but I'm pretty much starting my junior year in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the math part is a little tough. You have to be okay with stats. If you're good at algebra and stats.
I've done all my maths already.
You have?
Except for pre-calculus.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah. Except for calculus. I've taken pre-calc.
Yeah, that's some serious stuff. I'm not great at math.
Yeah.
But I think, well, I'm still getting to know you, but we're all creative minds. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's left or right brain, but usually you're not great at math. And I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not definitely not the best, but I have a knack for statistics. I just have a knack for it. I don't know what it is.
The more creative you are, it's not about left or right brain. It's just being able to think. The best scientists have been the most creative ones.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ones who study the mysterious, the universe, the religion, God. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
The more you get into contemplating that, the more things come to you. The more creative you can be, the more you know how to work with it.
And working with, on another note, like since you work with numbers, right? You work with numbers. And I guess it's based off an algorithm or algorithms. And I guess you have to follow the economy and all that stuff. But does it ever make you question? Have you ever heard of the simulation theory?
Yes, I have. But if the simulation theory exists, it exists in one universe, in one dimension. But anything that could ever possibly exist is one universe. And the universe is infinite. So if the simulation exists, it's not the only thing that exists.
Yeah, the weird thing about the simulation theory is that you can't prove or disprove it. That's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, that it really is a weird thing. I mean, I've been thinking about it.
That's a lot of different things. Isn't that like talking about colors, like to the most general thing, colors. Who said like to call this black?
Right.
Or to call red, red. Right. Like if someone wanted to call that blue, they could. And they couldn't disprove or prove it.
That's funny, dude.
Everyone just decided to collectively call it red or collectively call it black. You know what I mean? So then I kind of see it the same way as the simulation theory, where it's like we just decided, like as soon as someone thought of it, it became a thing, and then it's possible and it's also not possible.
Right.
So you can't really prove it or disprove it.
The thing that I've noticed is that once you start to, like, wake up and realize everything's fake, nothing needs to be the way that it is right now, and that we could possibly be a simulation, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. The more you think about the more you're just going to drive yourself crazy.
It's a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
But it's a rabbit hole. I've heard a lot of philosophers and people who are very ahead in life say they've lost a lot of things in life, but one thing they don't regret is losing their mind. Like, a lot of people have said, like, if, as soon as you lose your mind, like, they're okay with it because they would rather, they rather have everyone think that they're crazy than continue living kind of like the rat race life that they were living before.
That rat race life, working the 9-to-5, getting stuck in the loop.
It doesn't give you any time to think. Because if you were to think and actually realize that there's an energy and a power that even allows us all to talk, communicate, to think, then you're going to realize a lot of stuff, and it might scare you if you're not ready for it.
So true.
When did you guys, when did the spiritual journey begin for you guys? It first started with me, like, maybe 2 years ago when I started, like, feeling like I was awake. And I don't really know how to explain it. It was like the information that was around me that I was maybe, that was normalized or whatever, it wasn't as important as the information that I'm seeking now. And especially with everything going on with the COVID-19 virus, I'm just looking for sources that are credible, something that I can look at, read, and approve of, essentially, you know?
Yeah. What's that? Are you a science-based person?
I love science.
Read Becoming Supernatural by Joe Dispenza. Or he even has an Instagram where he talks about it a little bit.
Yeah, yes. Joe's good. Joe's really
it's
good.
It's a really good book.
Joe's really
damn.
He'll blow your mind.
Joe, what's his last
Dispenza.
Name?
Dispenza.
Dispenza. Joe Dispenza has a book.
And his Instagram is like a bunch of nuggets, pretty much, like a lot of gems on his Instagram.
Right. It all makes a lot more sense when you read the book.
He kind of says everything in the book.
Yeah, it'll explain it a lot better.
I haven't read the book, but I've heard, like, one of my friends told me about him, and he's really cool. But my spiritual journey, I've grew up in like a Southern, kind of like Southern Baptist Christian
same
household.
Yeah, same.
So then I've always saw everything from that lens, and it's honestly like a foot up, but you kind of have to differentiate yourself from the kids who, or the people in general, who choose to only see things through one way and not any other perspective. And it's very important. The best teachers will tell you, especially at like the best pastors and the best the most insightful, I should say.
Right.
The most insightful pastors and people who are spiritual or Christian or anyone who's religious will say, explore different religions and like look at different stuff because you can learn a lot.
It's
by the way,
thing.
Interconnected.
Yeah, pretty much. It's for different perspectives. I personally believe that Jesus existed and that he did die on the cross, but a lot of different people believe other things, and that's completely fine. And I think a lot of Christians should, especially the extremely conservative ones, to just like kind of not necessarily not leave their religion, but just read about other ones.
Well, I mean, you guys know that
there's nothing wrong with that, with learning about different religions.
Definitely not. And I feel like you guys already know this, but if you're out there listening, I feel like it's important. I don't mean to get religious, but I feel like religion is meant to evolve. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we live in a super conservative state, and I've lived in the South. Always been around religious people, always been around people who go to church and base their moves in life on, you know, God and all that stuff. And I'm not hating on it because it helps with a lot of people, gives them some sort of structure.
Exactly.
And that's good. That's good. But I don't know. I listened to this podcast with Joe Rogan, obviously. It came out 2 days ago or yesterday. It was with another podcast with Elon Musk.
Oh, I watched it last night.
That was super insightful. Like, holy cow.
I ended up getting two different vibes from Elon. The first half, I'm like, this guy is like
a computer. He has a chip in his head.
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. So
yeah.
I've always liked Elon. But as soon as I watched the podcast and after the things I started, like, he's a billionaire. Like, and after you see Jeff Bezos in like the Pentagon with other billionaires and the president, it's like, what are they really doing? You know what I mean? It makes you question things. And you haven't really necessarily seen Elon. He's kind of a jokester. Like, he kind of does his own thing and he gets,
I mean, he has the boring company.
Exactly. Like, he's kind of done things like not in a political way, or he makes fun of it. He's very like sarcastic and satirical and stuff like that. But the first half, I'm thinking like, yeah, Elon is like a sellout. Like whatever he says, like it's gonna be to enslave humans and some shit like that, right? That was my first thought. And
same,
then
yeah.
He said one thing that made me like change completely like how I viewed him. And he, I'm trying to remember exactly what it was like, but it's probably not gonna be word for word. He said something like how major news outlets have been marking, they've been marking every death since COVID's been out as COVID-19 death, which that isn't right. That shouldn't be true. And the fact that he's put a spotlight on that, there's a lot of people who don't know that they're
well, we sound like conspiracy theorists,
but
when we bring
shit
like that
up.
That's
the thing about conspiracies. There is always a little bit of truth in everything. Like when you say a joke, like even if you say things as a joke, like all the most popular ones are like the stereotypes. When you say a stereotype, it's to some extent, it's true. Pretty much about every race, to some extent, it's true, but there's a reason and there's an intention behind it. So when it comes to conspiracy theories, not all of them are true, but what you have to look at it is that all humans are full of shit and some of this is true.
Yeah.
Like they're not mutually exclusive. It's not like, oh, all of it's full of shit and then you completely discard it, or oh my God, this is completely true, everything they're saying is real. No, it's humans are full of shit and this is partially true. But you have to really,
you have to dig deep.
Sure,
you're experiencing it for yourself and asking yourself the right questions.
Don't believe everything that's out there. There's a lot of bullshit out there, but there's a lot of truth out there too. And you have to weed yourself through the bullshit. You have to ask questions to the right people. You have to talk about it with different people. But don't be afraid to ask questions. There's nothing wrong with asking questions. There's a lot of people who just completely discard it, maybe because they're afraid of like what their family will say or their friends will say. But just bring it up and see what happens. Like you never know. And you could get a conversation starting and you can come to a conclusion just thinking this could be true. Look at the patterns of the government. For anyone who thinks, I want to say this right now, for anyone who thinks that there's not a deep state government.
Straight up deep state out there.
You are the most brainwashed. I'm sorry. I don't hate, but if you truly think that there isn't a deep state government, you're brainwashed. Because there is. There just is. MK Ultra, all that stuff.
MK Ultra. Damn, you guys know about this.
Of course. Like,
wow.
This is public knowledge.
Yeah, that's true.
This is public knowledge. Like, a lot of people get caught up in the rat race. They get caught up in their day-to-day. They don't question things, which is fine. If you think that's the best way to succeed, then go for it. But
it's that security system, though.
It is a security system, and that's good for a lot of people. But if you don't like the way that your life is going, you might need to start questioning certain things and make different moves in your life. And it could be because there are moves that the government are making to counter that.
Sheesh.
The first way that the government is going to attack you is through spiritual warfare.
100%.
Okay. With that being said, I read an article, and it was from like 1982 or 1983, and it was from the Atlantic Times from Atlanta, Georgia. And there were these scientists who were just then putting up these telephone lines. And you know, you look around, you'll see these telephone lines, and they're fucking telephone lines, you know.
Normal.
But in 1980, they made these telephone lines to kind of resemble trees in a sense of shapes. And so the goal was to release certain frequencies in urban areas during, public hysteria or something. Like they would release a certain frequency that would kind of mess with your head, and it would either make you anxious or maybe even mellow you out. I don't really know. But it is a spiritual warfare right now. And how do you even explain it? It's intangible. You can't see it. And if you talk about it, you sound like a fucking crazy person.
It goes back to what are we and what are we made of? When you close your eyes, and this is kind of a meditation practice, and you're just letting your thoughts like come and go, what you have to tune into is that whether you're thinking about this or you're remembering this, if your thoughts are negative, whether they're positive, you're always thinking. You're always present. What is that presence? When you think of your imagination and there's, or you think of a memory, what is that entity that allows you to remember? So there's always that one thing, and it's you can locate it in different places for everyone, but once you tune into that and once you talk to that, once you're...
It never goes away.
Yeah, you... can
it's the third eye.
Yeah.
It's the pineal gland or pineal. You guys heard about that?
Yeah, I did.
Pineal. We don't live here in down Florida. Goddamn pineal gland right there.
Where's my dip?
God damn it, stole my fucking beer again.
No, but okay.
Well,
God, I'm sorry.
You know,
we're such guys. Like,
yeah, yeah.
No,
sorry. I just had to do that.
What you said is 100% true.
Wow, perfectly put too.
Yes, very articulate. I always like think it's very impressive when people can articulate their thoughts the way that you do. So that's very impressive.
Yeah,
I commend that.
Something I didn't think I was good at.
Wow. Well, you are
definitely.
You very much are.
I mean, but I couldn't really put that into words very well. I'm still trying to learn how to explain it to people. And
have
I
ever had, so, like, when you look in the mirror and like you're not even looking to like check yourself out or anything, it's like, wow, I exist.
Yeah, I've had that.
You guys
I've
feel depersonalized moment. During this spiritual awakening? Have you felt depersonalized?
At one point, I thought I was actually crazy. I was maybe I'm schizophrenic.
Me too.
I considered it.
Same. I had one anxiety attack near the beginning of COVID because then I read something. It was a random tweet that I stumbled across, and it said anxiety is just you being too aware of your existence. And I'm like,
hypersensitive.
That's so true.
And I feel like when you really can feel other people's emotions more, it can lead you to being even more like depressed, anxious, because you can sense so many stuff. Like if even one thing is off and you just know, something's off, you can feel it, you can sense it, even if no one told you directly. So you're so aware of your surroundings. Yes. That like it'll throw you off even easier.
Yeah. But still on the road to like spirituality, if for the people who necessarily are not interested in meditating, everything that Caitlin said, you can do that just like by yourself completely, just as long as it's quiet, you can do that, you can find it. But
I think it's easier to put on like meditation music just on YouTube and find one that like you really like.
Like a certain hertz?
Yeah.
I've done that before. It's nice.
I necessarily don't really like meditation music. I like to be completely silent. Like I wait until like midnight or 1 a.m. when like no birds are chirping, like absolutely silent, completely dark in my room. But for the people who necessarily don't like, who think it's too woo-woo or anything like that, it really boils down to our physiology. And if you were to look at, there has been a study, I don't remember the exact name of the study, but if you look at different people who live in different parts of the world, the people who are in the more tropical areas are the most spiritual, and there's a reason for that.
I've noticed that too. I mean,
yep.
With that being said, what's your ethnicity?
Hispanic. My mom's Ecuadorian, my dad's Dominican.
And Catholic based?
Yes.
Yeah, my ethnicity is black. I mean, African American, but majority of my family is Brazilian, so they're Latino. They're from Brazil.
Catholic based?
Pretty much, yeah. Well, the majority of Brazil, it's like 9%. The statistic, I'm putting in air quotes around statistic because who really knows? Yeah. It's Catholic. That's the main religion of Brazil because they're heavily influenced from like Spain and Italy, and that just Rome, of all the Roman Catholics taking all the slaves and just like populating their people in Brazil in that area. But it's very different now. It's very hedonistic now in Brazil. But my family specifically, I don't know where it started in the line, but I'm pretty sure it was my great grandfather. He just chose to be Baptist. Maybe it's because he was from Portugal, but
it's a full circle. And the reason why I'm bringing up your ethnicity is because I'm 50% Native American. My biological mother is from a small town in Canada. I believe it's called Gimli in the Quebec area. Mm-hmm. She is 100% First Nation Native American, Ojibwa Chippewa tribe. And the reason why I say is because I feel like there may be a pattern with people like us, not to sound boastful or anything. But adaptability, being hyper aware, hypersensitive. And honestly, I feel like I'm a weirdo or a black sheep in certain crowds because
I 100% am. But that's the thing, you just have to own it.
And I do own it. But you definitely feel it still.
Yeah,
you know?
Still definitely feel it.
The more you're in tune with it, the more you just are who you are and you're honest with yourself, you're going to attract some other people.
Yeah.
So the same way that I am, I used to think like no one thought like me at all. No one was into the same things or thought the way I was. But as soon as I basically meditated on it and manifested it, that's when I was introduced to the organization I was telling you guys about like the entrepreneurs who are all like have their own passions and everything.
I DM'd you.
Yes, that too. I was meditating so much
weird.
During that time. I literally just asked the universe, put me on my path, like show me what I need to see.
I felt that.
So the really weird like kind of origin story of how Sean and I met, that same hour that you had sent me the DM, like, hey, what's up, man? I was in the shower just like so upset, and I'm like, man, there's no one in Orlando that's like me, There's no one like that even thinks the same, basically what Caitlin was saying, thinks the same way I do, or is doing the same thing. Forget the whole thinking majority, like the mindset. And but when you put two and two together, both those things together, kind of like the way people think and what they're doing, like specifically in like the industry of like modeling and acting, that's it's hard to find, especially in Orlando. So I'm just thinking, I was like upset, and I'm like, I kept just saying, I wish there was someone who was like kind of similar to me, who I can like talk to, or like kind of do this whole gig with, like this whole experiment to see if we can actually make it. And then I got out the shower, and 30 minutes later, he sent me a DM. I was like, hey man, what's up? And then I started talking, like, no way. And he just talked about different things. And then he's like, yeah, let's meet up at Create. And that's how it all started. So, and I'm like, wow, if Sean can do that, we can start doing that with different people. So then I talked to Cody about it, reached out to Caitlin, reached out to Garrett. And then next thing you know, Garrett already knew Lauren. I've already seen Lauren, obviously, in photos, since we're in the same agency. She's on the website, we're both on the website. So then I've seen plenty of models that I don't know any of them, because it's hard to run into them unless you see them at a casting. Good thing Garrett already knew Lauren, and that's how everything started getting rolling. But
yeah, the rest is history.
I've definitely noticed that. Law of attraction. Exactly, but not even just law of attraction, you have to be confident enough to put yourself out there even. I mean, especially me, like I was extremely shy, and I still am kind of, but it's something I obviously want to work on. But you just have to put yourself out there, because if you are confident enough to say, I have something worth saying, and you say it, people...
Someone will relate to it.
Yes, exactly. Someone's going to like what you're saying. You just have to say it. Yeah.
Almost always.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, guys. You guys are getting real deep over here. We're at 41 minutes. I'd like to stop maybe in about an hour. What else we got over there, man?
I mean, let's change the topic a little bit. This is really good conversation, but let's a little bit lighter. I mean,
lighter for sure. My brain is not even processing all this, so that's why I call this like my journal, because I go back and listen to these conversations. It's just nice for me, you know.
Okay, so something that's a little bit different. We can make this one a little bit different than the other episodes, and just talk about like modeling and social media. I'm sure there's a lot of people who'll be interested in that. And I remember you talking about how you kind of have to promote yourself, because your agency only does it to the clients. They don't do it unlike...
Well, they do it, but to a certain extent.
Yeah.
And you guys already know this. But it's putting yourself out there, just to close that story. But being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like hitting you up that day, I was like, man, this is a shot in the dark. Because the stereotype... You know, that surrounds models. It's like, you know.
Pretentious. I know.
Pretentious.
If you were to look at my Instagram, everyone think I'm a douchebag.
I'm a fucking teddy bear.
Yeah. Honestly, like, I don't think I would say I'm a teddy bear.
Yeah.
But
no, I'll bite your head off.
I'm definitely way nicer than I look on my Instagram. On my Instagram, I really do look like a douchebag, but I'm a little...
Why is it that we look like douche... Do we look like douchebags?
It's because it's the sex appeal. In the industry, you have to have sex appeal. And you can't necessarily be, like, kind of, like, friendly. You kind of have to be, like, cold and, like, mean mugging the camera. Like, showing off. Like, you know what I mean? So then you... I mean, when it comes to high fashion, there's no smiling whatsoever. No smiling whatsoever. Show off your cheekbones. Show off your facial structure. Your eyes. Your eyebrows. Everything. It's face. Like, and it's the whole sex appeal thing. Oh, he's sexy. Like, yes. Walk. Like strut. But when it comes to commercial, it's more like smiley teeth, eyes bright, a little bit more happy-go-lucky, not so like stiff. Oh, well, high fashion, you shouldn't be stiff, but for the people who know,
I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Sean understands what I'm saying, probably Caitlin too, with
the
difference. But yeah, I don't know, I'm not too sure why, but it definitely has affected my life on how people see me on Instagram. They think I'm like... They think I'm very hard to approach, because obviously I'm 6'3", like, it's hard to approach. People just know that I'm a model, and they just immediately like don't want to say anything, don't want to make eye contact. I see them, but it's fine.
I mean, my relationship with social media, you probably... I mean, I spoke about this in my last podcast. It hasn't always been a great relationship, but now that, you know, we're trying to promote ourselves, we're trying to meet new people, we're trying to get ourselves out there.
Dude, your photos
it's essential. Thank you.
Amazing.
Hey, I appreciate that. Thank you, man. And I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you and everybody else that has been a part of my life.
Bro, no way. You would get signed regardless, bro.
I appreciate that. Same with you. Who are you going for?
Okay. Honestly, I kind of want to just... it'd be cool to get the top agencies in, obviously in the industry and like, oh, everywhere. But my goal is to just get signed in every city, every major city, New York.
So you can always be on the go kind of thing, make money. Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
And travel.
Yeah. The traveling part would be definitely cool, but it's mainly just, I want to experience other cultures. I'm bilingual. I speak fluent Portuguese, and going to Brazil traveling is like one of the best things ever. I love going there. I love seeing my family. And next time I go, I'm going to go to Rio and just get signed an agency. Everything's going to be easier because I speak English. I already have an agency in the U.S. It's going to be easier for them. I feel, maybe it's just me being a little bit cocky, but I think
you have to, it's confidence.
You have to in this industry, you have to really know yourself. But I think as soon as they see me and where I'm already at, it's going to be a no brainer for them. And hopefully it is. And then after that, I want to go overseas to like London, Milan, New York. I was told from very, very,
I've never been, but
photographer saying to get signed in New York is even tougher because you do have to have perfect skin in New York. You do. You just won't get signed if you don't have perfect skin.
That's, I mean, it's so saturated, I feel like. I don't mean to hate on the people who were in the modeling industry, but correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like there is a huge inflation of people who are in the industry because they're just good looking and they're like, this works. And there's people like you and me where like, this is art. I want to be able to experience different cultures. I want to be able to work with creative minds.
I would discredit the industry so much because they do weed those people out. Those people do get weeded out kind of early. And when it comes down to personality, it's pretty much the lifestyle. You have to love the lifestyle. You have to really want it. You have to really know what you're doing, really want it. So for them to take you seriously, because just, they don't really, they're around good looking people all day. Photographers and agencies, they don't care how good looking you are. Like, but if they see the it factor, like if they can just tell like that you have it, then you have it and you prove them right, then you're going to go places in the industry. You're just going to blow up. But if you're just good looking and you don't have the lifestyle, you're not too interested in it. Like, I just want to take pictures and do that, but you don't want to put in the work. You don't want to work out, or you don't want to eat right. Even if you do all those things, if you party too much, that's a big deal too, because they don't have a model show up the day after a party drunk to a shoot, because that they see it as a job. All photographers will look at it as a job. It is a fun job, but they really do see it as a job. If the model doesn't take it seriously and they don't see it as a job, then they're gonna tell your agents. Then your agents are gonna get on you. They could possibly drop you depending on what you do. So
it's a cutthroat industry.
It is. It very much is.
Yeah, I think it's more about just respecting yourself. It's, do I deserve to eat good food or bad food? Does my body deserve for it to be taken care of? Do I deserve just allowing myself to lay back and have like life take over? Or am I going to take charge of my own life? Do I respect myself enough to not let that happen to me? So you just you have to want it and have the discipline and the respect for yourself to even get anywhere in life.
I know Katie for sure has it because she shoots way more than me.
Definitely. When I saw that last show, I was like, damn, girl's putting in work still.
She doesn't stop. The first time I met her, she told us like, yeah, I pretty much shoot like once or twice a week. Dude, I had done like, at that time, I had done probably like 3 photo shoots. Like, ever.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, maybe because I get really good photos out of them, but I didn't have to shoot that often. And I literally get paid for it. So I had done nothing. And Caitlin's over here crushing it, shooting once or twice a week. Like, that's, she's got it.
At that
she's
time, it was definitely, actually definitely. Like 2 to 3 times, but.
That's crazy, man. I wish.
It's getting used to getting in front of the camera.
It was fun. Like, I wasn't expecting anything out of it. Like, I just liked making, like, I see the photography and the modeling stuff as art. And I was also, Jaren, you've met him?
Yeah.
I don't know if, yeah, you met, you both
yeah.
have.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but,
left?
Yeah, he moved away for what? Just a yeah, little bit. He's going to be coming back.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
But, I mean, we clicked and we actually, like, we were able to, like, make a friendship. Yeah. And
shout out Jaren.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to you, man.
He's amazing. Very creative and always gets like, it's just fun working together.
He's extremely positive.
Yes, exactly.
I love people like that.
Yeah.
Because I'm the same way. I like any type of negativity, I kind of just like drift from. But I always try to understand where they're coming from, mate. Some people are just different. And I actually sometimes in certain situations prefer to have people who are slightly antagonistic, kind of like they see things a little bit differently, because then I could see it from their perspective and maybe think of it differently, because I honestly, I think I'm a delusional optimist. Like, I think, I literally think I can do anything and everything.
What?
Do you have any Sagittarius placements?
What exactly does that mean?
I'm a Virgo.
I'm a Libra. Okay. You're a Virgo.
I'm a Virgo.
So you're more than just the sun sign, what you guys just said. There's more. It's different aspects.
I'm Virgo. So I look it up.
Your sun sign is basically what you are on the outer, and then you have your moon sign, which is basically your inner self, or maybe it's your ego, and then your Venus sign is how you are in love, and there's a whole birth chart. You gotta look it up.
See,
I know someone explain it to me.
I know what it is. Really, but I don't know how to read it, if that makes sense. Yeah. I can read what's there in front of me, but I don't really know what I'm looking at. I've done the birth chart.
I kind of don't really know what it means. I do, like, I'm sure, like, there's certain personality traits that fall into certain signs, obviously, but if I looked it up and, like, I put in, like, my date, the time of birth and, like, that, very specific, and it just came Virgo across the board. I'm pretty sure there may have been a Leo for something, mm-hmm. but I'm pretty sure it was like Virgo across the board, like sun and moon. I don't know what that means, but like that's what it told me. So then I'm like, all right, I guess I'm a Virgo across the board.
Okay. I think like at my
perfectionist
air sign, whatever that means, something with Venus, and none of this makes sense to me.
Yeah, me neither.
So I'm just sure naming things. Right.
I don't know if I caught what you were saying either. But okay, I'm gonna say I don't know everything either. I just feel like I know a little bit to talk about it.
Okay, enough to
yes.
explain.
Yes.
All right. Yeah.
Do you think it's something that you should pay attention to? Something like that.
For sure. I know it's not like a religion within itself, but being able to work with your birth chart is basically being able to work with what, I don't know what you want to call it, but universe, God, infinite intelligence, it's working in alignment with them. Like, everyone has a purpose, and I believe that you're here to serve and to create. So for me, what I feel that it is to serve is I want to help educate people on like different ways of making money and not always having to make work a job and believing in themselves. And then to create, that's where I like doing the photography, the modeling and everything. So as long as you're looking at your birth chart, you can kind of get a sense of working with what you were given. Mm-hmm. Like my question, if you want to find like what your purpose is how am I going to let God speak through me? And if I feel like your birth chart gives a little sense to that.
Wow.
Very insightful. I'm glad you.
Yeah, I'm glad you both are here, man.
Thank you.
Well, guys, I think that does it for this week's podcast. This is the Goobs podcast.
Goobs.
And I just want to say thank you guys
for
doing this podcast with me. It truly means a lot. And I know we're trying to get
back on.
Oh, you're going to have to.
We have a lot still to talk about.
Dude, we didn't even get half through that sheet.
No, I think we got a quarter.
Okay, yeah, we'll say that. Definitely just a quarter.
Yeah, a quarter of it, pretty much. Yeah.
But anyway, guys, you can follow them on Instagram. You can go to my Instagram, Sean Evans Official.
I think we're both on there.
Yeah.
Both Kaylee and I. I'm the black guy.
Yeah.
On Sean's.
Yeah,
Instagram.
Exactly.
At Malik Bird _.
At P Caitlin 2Ns, KAITLINN.
Well, there you go, guys. That does it. And hope you guys are doing well, staying positive, staying focused, and surrounding yourself with good energy. I know it's really hard right now with, maybe you're not working, maybe you're broke, whatever it is, you can always reach out to me, and I'm sure you can reach out to these guys, 100%. But anyway, guys, have a great day, and thanks again for listening, and we'll talk soon. All right, bye.